Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Complete his obligation there to post-game radio. It's bad. It's bad in Lexington, bro.
Well, he was hoping they were on the uptick.
Yeah, it looked like perhaps they were, but I was never a believer.
Back to real quick, you're right. You were never a believer, and you've been saying that since the get-go. But they're 7 of 8. It reminds me of sort of the Penny turnarounds the last couple of years. Now, yep. They're not going to be – you know, they're 17-13. It's probably not enough of a turnaround.
They probably have to win the SEC tournament.
No question. But 7 of 8, and those wins, some of those 7 are Tennessee, Auburn, Florida, Kentucky now. Like all, what, top 62 teams?
Yeah, very impressive.
He's not just beating, you know, the Ole Misses and LSU. You know, well, he actually lost to LSU in that one, which is crazy.
If they hadn't lost to LSU, they're in right now.
Maybe so, with the run they're on. But that's, I tip of the cap to Stackhouse because I thought – I mean, they were 10-12 at one point this season, 3-6 in the SEC. I thought it was over, you know, based on what we've seen from in terms of Stack's time there. They've turned it around.
Yeah, I mean,
as for Cal, oof.
I don't know where that thing's oof. Going. I mean, Kentucky's just one dimensional. They're a one dimensional team. They go through Oscar Tshiebwe.
Who they finish with? Arkansas.
Yeah. They're it's in Lexington or Arkansas?
No, Arkansas there in Fayetteville.
Oh, that's a win. Arkansas's winning that game.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee.
Ken Palm's guys is 75-70. Arkansas win.
Yeah. That's a win.
Maybe that's why, because he knew he was going to get tough the next one out. And those that could be going to the SEC tournament haven't dropped two straight.
Yeah, like you just watch Kentucky play, and, you know, I mean, we all have. And it's pretty striking to see how average the guards are. This is supposed to be the guard wizard. I mean, this is John Calipari, Derrick Rose, John Wall, Tyreke Evans, you know. I mean, this is supposed to be a guy that is, you know, he's known for this. And all the guards, other than Cason Wallace, who got hurt in this game, are just mid. Mid. Average. Like, could put them on Tulane and they'd fit right in type guards. And maybe not even start. Like, Tulane's got, like, I think Tulane's guards are better than Kentucky's guards. Like, Forbes and Cook, not even a question, honestly. So, yeah, like, I think that's the striking thing. And, again, like.
But, I mean, he's got Wags coming in. It's not like, there's nothing on the horizon. You know what I'm saying?
No.
If he stays.
He always keeps something coming in.
Now,
you know?
If you want to make this about, man, he's reached the end of the road there.
No doubt.
Maxed out.
The juice is gone.
That's a conversation I think we should have all day long.
Now the question
feels like it's dead.
How does it end? Who does it? You know, is it Cal who says I want to go to Texas? Kentucky's not going to fire.
It's certainly not Kentucky ending it. Yeah, it's Cal walking up out of there and saying, you know what, it's run its course, which it has. It has that you've gotten to this point, and then you pull Wagner to wherever you're going. You know.
Yeah, I think honestly,
I just think career move wise, it's about that time.
That's a look. You know, I mean, I thought it would happen a year ago, but if I'm Cal, and I want to continue coaching, like let's just stipulate I want to keep coaching. Why do I want to keep doing it here? I've been here for 13, 14 years, 15 years. You know, I keep hitting my head. The fans are getting restless. You know, why not start over? Now the problem is, Texas is coming to the SEC.
Again, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, maybe you can beat them twice a year.
Then he's giving it back to them. And well, I told you there's no guarantee Alabama stays where it's at with Oates.
Yeah.
You know, that again, you're not intimidated by anything in the SEC if you're Cal at Texas and you're not concerned about going to the SEC.
I don't think there's any question.
In fact, it gives you probably an edge.
Yep.
because you've studied up on those guys and those coaches and the game plan for years.
Yep. Cal's topped out. I just think that's happened. You know?
That spot, I believe he has.
And it's weird that he hasn't, you know, it's weird that he hasn't owned the portal, you know, in a more dominant way. Like, you would feel like he's great at one-and-dones. You know, these are reverse one-and-dones, but, you know, you feel like he would, like, get all those dudes. And, I mean, like Providence's best player, Bryce Hopkins, just play for him. No, I mean, look, Damian Ball had a triple-double last night, basically.
Yeah, I was watching. Saw that one.
So you're going to lose guys. That's part of the gig. But I don't know. Like, it just wasn't replenished this season for Kentucky. And it's just strange to see how average they are. Like, because to me, and this is what I said last night, like, everything in Kentucky is graded on a curve, in my opinion. Because you're expected to be a top five team every single year. The standard is so high. They only hang Final Four banners. Like, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be at a different level. Like, you don't ever have to, you know, you don't have that luxury of saying, well, you know, it's a rebuild year. Yeah, those don't happen at Kentucky, and they shouldn't happen at Kentucky when you have the resources and the fan base and the NIL and everything that they have. I mean, Shibuya's making millions, so.
Well, he wasn't the problem last night.
No, he's never the problem. It's just like
you said it. Their guard play this year stinks.
It's just so bad, and maybe that's a function of, like, guards don't want to come play with Shibuya, right? Like, you know what that's going to be. It's going to be going into him. And that's probably a part of it, is that they just know the offense is so catered to him. But I don't know. I think Cal's got a real decision to make here. And if he's going to keep doing it, like, you've topped out at Kentucky. Like, that, you got a championship. You got to a few Final Fours early in the tenure. But the back half has been bad.
Man, I hope the college basketball powers put Memphis and Kentucky in that same little pod.
I don't think it's possible.
Not anymore. Not if Kentucky's not going to be a 7, if they're going to drop off that.
I mean,
because possible, real possible for Memphis to be a 10.
Well, they could be 8-9. I mean, it's possible. I'll retract that. It could be a 9-8.
Absolutely, could be, especially
with
Kentucky dropping
the 9. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, that's possible. I think if they're close,
give it to us, man.
Why not?
It's time before he's out of there.
It's Cal's last year.
Yeah.
You know, let's
it's destiny.
And I think Memphis would win. I think Memphis would win that game. I truly do. I'm so out on Kentucky's guard play. I mean, I think Kendrick would slice them folks up.
I just worry about getting killed inside.
You will.
Shibuya in the boards.
But everybody has that problem.
And then DeAndre picks up fouls?
Yeah, but
ooh.
I mean,
that'd be a recipe for disaster.
Who's Vandy's big?
And then your offset would be, well, your shooting's got to be good.
Who's Vandy's big? Come on now. I mean, you got more talent than Vandy.
No, I'll give you that. You handled Vandy.
So
and at their place.
I mean, that's a good night for Memphis basketball last night. It truly is. The only thing that could have, like, topped it off is if Auburn had beaten Bama on the road. But again, it wouldn't have made that much of a difference.
Because you even factor in Tulane going down, that gives you the opportunity to close out the number 2 seed tonight.
That sweep is always going to stink on your resume.
It's getting nastier.
It always
the
was.
Way they're finishing.
I thought it was nasty. Even when
crazy.
Even when it was it might have been metrically fine, but morally fine, it was not. You know, I refused to accept it.
Well, Katrina put Tulane back in their place last night.
Real quick on that, I was worried about that. I was worried about that game because, you know, you see a lot when a program that is, like, not very covered, you know, kind of starts to get that attention and exposure and ahead of a big game, which is what that was last night, that you know, maybe it seeps over and you kind of get distracted and you lose your focus a little bit. That did not happen last night. I was proud to see that.
No,
they took care of business.
Get that bye next week. They were the 7 last year. This year they're the 2 waiting on the 7-10 winner.
Yeah.
They were in that spot last year having to win 4. Now they've totally flipped the script. They were picked preseason, finished 5th, whatever. We'll save some for the rundown. Memphis women got a big win last night. Yeah,
they did.
That program has turned around.
Yeah, one program, at least on campus, is exceeding expectations.
Absolutely.
You got to love it. We'll come back to the rundown. Jason DeJohn, 99.5 ESPN.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Rock with it like a box. Now let me see you really rock like a box. Now let me see you really rock with it like a box. Now let me see you really rock like a boss.
Every day around this time, I do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by Trippett Insurance. Trippett Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippett Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippettagency.com. The rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies hopefully turning up as they get ready to for things to get much tougher on this road trip. Finally, the eight-game road losing streak is over, thanks to Houston. The Houston Rockets were happy to hand it over. A 13-49 Houston Rockets team fell 113-99 to you, Desmond Bane. 30 points. Hey, he's back.
30 piece.
Hadn't done that since the injury. Ja Morant, 20 points. It was business as usual. And, again, it was business as usual in the third quarter. That's really where the Grizzlies put it away. 38-24 there. We know, too, that third quarter of late has been their smash. Smashed! Ja Morant had 28 in the previous game in the third quarter. They've been smashing teams there. So that happened again. Again, we're not going to sit up here and try to draw much from a win over Houston. The great thing is, like we said, you face them two more times down the stretch here. That should help you. At least give you a good chance. Some of those bad teams on the rest of your schedule. Houston's certainly one of them good to have. Because Sacramento is trying to catch you, has got the fourth toughest schedule the rest of the way. So you like that. More importantly, you like the way the Grizzlies are playing heading into this Denver game on the road. John mentioned it. It's the rematch. It's really the rubber match. You play them three times. This is the one that you've split with them. This is the one that'll determine it on Friday night. I mentioned this to Drew. Grizzlies defense is back. At least that part of it is. And hopefully once Steven Adams gets back on the back half of this road trip, that offense can start to climb the ranks again in terms of Metrolink. But I mentioned it, last eight games, 6-2, 105 points per game allowed. Previous nine, when they were 1-8, remember that rough patch, had allowed 117 points per game. So they've gotten back to what they've been doing, what they are defensively. And you do. Drew gave some of the credit to Xavier Tillman, some of his energy of late against three of the best big men in the league, obviously, from what you've been getting from him. So much improved effort defensively. I mentioned it. You've climbed back to number two there behind only Milwaukee and only a couple of tenths of a point behind them in terms of, you're back to looking like the number one defense in the NBA. Again, that's very important. Again, now show it to us on the road against some of the West's better teams, certainly Denver, to start that on Friday. So good stuff for a Memphis Grizzlies team, at least especially out of this All-Star break. They've got their swagger back. And obviously yesterday there was news, Ja, the Powerade debut and everything else, that flavor. John, are you Powerade, man? Just curious.
I can be.
My son is, but I don't drink it.
That's very –
We actually don't buy Gatorade. We buy Powerade for Chris.
Is it cheaper?
I don't know if Faith buys. He seems to like it.
I go for the Gatorade Zero joints, Like Gatorade has a lot of sugar in it. I mean, I'm sure Powerade does, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always opt for the zero sugar stuff, my guy. I'm 32 years old. It's time to be zero sugar all the way.
Well, Ja's got, Powerade stuff dropping.
We're a Powerade city now.
Earlier this week, he had shoes dropping on the sneakers app, and now he's got Washington Post stories dropping. And John mentioned there, I guess the Ja team is going to try to go after the Washington Post for a tweet.
Touch me,
its columnist put out about the police report, or at least the report from the incident this summer that Ja pointed a gun at a kid. He certainly did not. That allegation was untrue. It said that Ja had it in his waistband. Either way, he's getting hit from all sides. We wonder. He's been under a microscope. That will continue because why? All four of your next games are on national television. ESPN, ESPN, TNT, TNT. That's at Denver, at LA, at the Lakers, and then you're back here against Golden State on TNT. So this microscope's not going anywhere anytime soon. And, hopefully Ja can continue to play as well as he has under it.
Yeah, real quick, we talked about this. I don't think we said it on the air, but we should have. We were walking into the studio yesterday before this thing started, and we said, all right, here's how this script is going to go. This is how the Rockets script is going to go. They're going to play hard for a half,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to try
Well, Memphis will play with his food a little bit.
That too, right? We're gonna put on a show to make it appear to Adam Silver as if we are actually competing and trying to win this game.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do what we do. We're going to lay down in the second half. And that's exactly the way it played out. I mean, they didn't, lay down in an embarrassing way, but they laid down enough for the Grizzlies to get the cover. and they achieved the most important thing, which is a loss. So, like, that's how Rockets games play out, by the way, most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just, like, if you're somebody that bets on the NBA, just bet Rockets first half, especially against good teams, you know? Bet them first, because they're always getting points. They're always getting 6.5, 7 points first half, probably 5.5, 6, something like that at least. They're on the road, it's going to be even more. So, I mean, they'll play hard for a half. They got young dudes that scrap, but then they'll just, you know, especially against the good teams, they'll just, all right, you don't want to risk losing, or winning, I should say. Because that's a lot. Winning is losing for that franchise.
Second time in the last three games, they've held their opponent under 100. One was the best, Denver.
Right.
The other was the worst.
Yeah, this one doesn't count to me. Like, whatever. Like,
you did it against the best, though, John.
No, you did.
The defense is back.
That one counts, for sure.
There's evidence.
Wembanyama in Houston, like, you starting to come around to that? What do you think about that? Is that a good spot? Is that a spot that would be good for the NBA, Wembanyama in Houston?
I guess. I guess if Houston's fine. I'd prefer him there, I suppose, than San Antonio, where I think they probably would put something together maybe relatively quickly for Pop.
Man, that would be such a Spurs move, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So I'd rather him be, you know, in Houston than San Antonio. They'd probably do something threatening with him.
Yeah, weren't you asking me that? Like, you were asking me that, I think at some point in the last 6 months or 3 months or something, you were asking me, like, where do I want him to go? I think I said, like, Charlotte, because I don't have to worry about Charlotte being a contender. Like, Houston is kind of scary, too, now. I mean, they got Jalen Green. They got, you know, they got, like, some raw talent down there. They're not, like, winning with it, but I would rather him go somewhere where there's not a lot of that, especially in the West.
You know how you talk about, like, the Steph effect on the game and how it's taken the game out, pulled it further from the basket?
Yeah.
He's going to change the game with the running three-pointer. Watch. Others are going
to
try it.
But what's the advantage to the running three?
I'm not saying there's an advantage. I'm not saying there's a.
There was an advantage for the Steph effect because three is more than two.
It was a skill, though. Yeah, there's an advantage. Three is more than two, but it's more of a skill of deep shooting. This is a skill, too, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Folks are going to be running three.
They're going to try to shoot the running threes. This dude's going to change it. You think he's going to be the only one that does it for his whole career? And he does it a lot.
Like, that's his
no,
that's his
it's going to be. He's going to bring that to the league, and it's going to be a new shot in the league. Mark it down.
So you think Jared's going to be kids doing out running threes?
Jaren, I don't want to see it, for the hit's already ugly. You going to make it run? We saw that the other night when he forced that
It'll be over quicker, right? Because there's more speed to it.
You think Wembanyama's going to be the only one shooting running threes for the next 10 to 12 years? Well, no, he's going to change the game, man. It's going to be – it looks so weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a natural part of his game.
I haven't watched
– Others will try to adopt it.
I try not to, like, watch too much of it because, you know, with some
– You can't block his. That's the issue.
Well, yeah, it's impossible. If he gets it off and it, like, you know. I mean, is there any chance this guy comes in and is just like an average player, or is he just
there's no chance of that.
Guaranteed.
There's a chance he comes in the league and can't hold up. You know, the league's much more physical than what he's faced, and that wears him down, his body and everything else. But I don't think he's Chet Holmgren either. Just you can just break him in half.
We don't know what Chet is yet.
No, Chet, from an injury standpoint, and the moment you saw him is the moment you started worrying about him getting broken. And what did we see?
Yeah. Well, we knew it was a bad rap for him when Malcolm dunked on him. We knew it was going to be a tough road for him.
What did LeBron, he was trying to take a block from in that Pro-Am game?
Was it really LeBron?
Yeah, I think so. And he was backing up, and that's where the...
That's dumb as hell.
Something like that.
I get it, but...
Trying to D up on?
You like, that's the wrong thing.
He's just very breakable. Hopefully that will not be the case for Wembanyama.
Yeah, I was not high on Chet. I was not high on him because of... I just don't... The majority was the physical piece of it, you know.
Chet gonna be fine. Oklahoma City got a bunch of skinny dudes. They're doing just fine.
Yeah, they're interesting. They're interesting. But anyway, Rockets do what they do. They compete. They lay down. We move forward.
Thanks Next for ending story. My segment.
I love it. I love ending your segment. It's one of my favorite pastimes. Because I did want to mention, like, the script with Houston games. There is a script, and they usually stick to it. Memphis SMU tonight, I know you are curious about this one. It is a pick'em down there at, what is it? It's not Moody. Is it still Moody?
Yeah.
No, it's not a pick'em. It's Memphis -6.5 tonight against SMU. This is, of course, Kendrick Davis's grand return to his former school.
Spent 3 years.
Yeah, did some time.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly was at TCU for a year. A lot of people don't know that.
That's right.
But yes, he's back at SMU, new coaching staff, so it's not like the emotions are going to be.
And they are garbage.
Yeah, and they're bad. And they're bad. This is not
5-11 in American.
This is not Keith Frazier's SMU. Was Keith Frazier pretty good down there, by the way?
This ain't even Kendrick Davis's SMU. They beat you two times last year, did they not? Yeah. Just like Tulane, wasn't it?
They did. They swept you. They swept you until you got to the AAC tournament.
Keith Frazier, though.
Yeah.
Player. Who was that other dude? Papadia used to give him a hard time.
Oh, Papadia.
Remember Papadia?
I remember Papadia, and then I remember Matt Doherty.
Yeah, Robo, whatever you call him.
Hey, Brad, look. Do me a favor. Look up on YouTube, Robo Doe. Robo D-O-H commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like a...
Yes, I'm not just making that up.
No, it was a real thing back in the day when... I mean, this was the SMU that had... I remember Papadia used to give Memphis fits. Did they have anybody else on those teams?
Didn't they have Simi before he went to Duke or something? Didn't they have a... You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, Simi OG...
Wasn't he there first?
That sounds right.
Uh-huh. Man, has players go through there for a minute.
Yeah, I'm looking up the rant, like a random 2010. You know who they had?
Larry's the one got turned around.
Here's one. You're going to remember this one.
Give it to me.
Samaripas.
Oh, yeah. Samaripas. He had like one or two.
He had the commercial,
years.
BC? No, we can't find it. All right. But that's not going to be relevant to this game tonight.
No, they have no – it's all gone. The brand, the SMU brand is gone.
That's sort of the point we're trying to make here. And for Memphis,
will they even have an atmosphere tonight?
What's at stake? I don't. Think
right,
so.
Exactly. So possibly. As far as Kendrick getting booed or cheered, I doubt there'll be much of anything.
Yeah. For Memphis, it really just comes down to winning the game, getting out of there. You know, it's irrelevant whether you cover or not. Just get out of there and get ready for the hosting of the number one team in America. Now, I think Houston does play tonight, but it won't matter. They'll be number one regardless.
Correct.
Even if they lose, they'll be number one when they get in here on Sunday. Have you come up with a what?
Now, will you be sitting in the same seats that you sat in for Cincinnati?
No, because
that's the kind of stuff we need to know.
I'm having to really, really very do some legwork on this one.
Yes, tough. It's a tougher ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, I bought those. I'm not buying these because these are absolutely, I mean, inflated.
Good for, well, I guess that's secondary market. That doesn't help Memphis at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it is good that it's a big ticket, though, for the program.
Yeah, no, it's a huge, I mean, they sold out, so that's, but I'm leaning on a couple of connections.
Oh, it's done, though? It's sold out? It's gone?
Less than 1,000 remain. That's effectively. I mean, that's as close.
Yeah, that's up there by Zeebo, though.
Right. Which, you know, again, at that point, you might as well just stay at the crib, but, you know, whatever.
Don't tell them that.
I'm just saying, man, that's what I would do. But it is a better experience now that they have a much bigger Jumbotron. So you can see the court now. But it's high up there, dog. Yeah, you got to put your joggles on.
Really, I've sweated plenty of time. Dude Perfect up there sweating, said, never again.
How can you even see if the ball goes in the hoop from up there? You just have to go by if people are cheering or not. You just have to take your cues from the plaza.
The last time I sat up there for the Grizzlies game was this actually the Zeebo game where they had him in like a, you know, a LeBron seat, a huge seat in the middle for the raising of the record, you know? And I said, never again. I'm up there shaking. That thing is steep.
It is, man. It's like no joke. It is a steep.
It's scary for a brother who's scared of heights.
Mm-hmm.
His hands start sweating every time, just natural.
Yeah. I sat up there for
and I'm back in my seat. I'm holding on. Chris like, what's wrong, Dad?
So it's like a real phobia for you.
Yeah, it has become that.
Are you more scared of heights or Houston?
Heights.
You ain't scared of Houston?
No. Penny's got the number. Just the question's going to be, can you keep DeAndre out of foul trouble? Does Kendrick give you a good Kendrick Davis game? If you do, you're right there in that thing till the end.
I feel like then everybody expects Memphis to win, though. That kind of scares me.
Dude, this is going to go. This whole how the one in Houston went, you can't do that in college basketball has always been my experience. Like, especially with... You know, a team like Kelvin that's going to make adjustments, everything else, like it's going to look completely different.
Well, it didn't last year, though. I mean, Memphis did sweep them. I hear what you're saying. You're right. It very rarely does. But if it doesn't go the same way, that should mean a Memphis win is in order. Revenge. A lot of times it happens.
Well, I feel a lot better about their chances
after seeing the first one. Good teams, right, almost always. It didn't happen for Memphis against Tulane. But good teams almost always find a way to get their lick back. If they drop the first one, they usually find a way to get the lick back.
The awesome thing is when that place is rocking, like it apparently was and you would speak better of this than me, against Cincy.
It's a good crowd.
It is a real advantage for you. And if you can pour that on early and get that place rocking, mm-hmm. that can be an advantage for you even against a team as good as Houston. I mean, what will they have seen that's like this season? It's good. It's not. You don't have a crowd of less than 10,000. That's you got to create some energy in there. That place should be electric. And so when the forum's like that, I've always said it's a huge advantage for the Tigers. And they've been good at home for the most part all season long, save for the blemish against Tulane. So that thing rocking the way we expect it to be on Sunday, that you hit them first, that's your way to win. You know.
Yeah.
If you're having to pull the crowd in early.
What do you make of the? I'm just asking the question. What do you make of the asking of the fans to wear a separate color depending on the
That's sex? Fine.
Okay.
Get involved. It's your way of getting involved.
I just feel like, you should just, that's why I detest whiteouts. Like, I don't want to, don't tell me what I have to wear. I'll wear a blue thing,
That's just you, man.
But.
You never want to go with the flow. You always want to go against the current.
I got to check my section. Where am I at? What do I got to wear? Blue or white?
You think that's too much? That's doing too much?
I think
it's great. They're just trying to create a great atmosphere.
I think we just need to get asses in seats. That's what I would say. Like, we do, wear whatever the hell you want. We just need to get some asses in seats over there because we need that payout.
I'm sure nobody's turning away any little John Martin rebels that want to come in there and wear red.
You just don't want to.
I'm sure you can come right on in. Your ticket's going to get you in.
That's not what I would not wear red. I just might wear blue in the white section.
Right. Exactly. Because you want to be seen and you need that attention.
I prefer the blue to the white. That's all. So I am going to try to get a blue section ticket.
Hey, it made my kid look and say, hey, Dad, look at this.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're looking for. That's only a positive.
And if you're in the Terrace, don't worry. You can just wear whatever you can basically come naked. It's all good, So.
No, let Dylan handle that.
But should be a fun environment inside FedEx Forum on Sunday. Got to get past SMU tonight, though, 8 o'clock on ESPN2.
Next story.
Memphis women's basketball, number 2 seed in next week's AAC tourney after they knocked off Tulane 55-44 last night at El Marrone Fieldhouse. It's the first time in program history they've been the number 2 seed in the American Athletic Conference, highest finished ever, obviously, in the regular season. They do that by winning 7 straight to close out the year on the road. We talked to Katrina Merriweather yesterday. The pod's up. The interview's up, by the way. We retweeted it out if you want to go back and listen to how she's done this, how she's turned this program around literally in just 2 years. What were they at? 4 wins the year before she came here?
Yep.
Now they've got, John, the most wins for that program at 19-9 since 2011 and 12. Let me tell you about 2011-12 season. I was 35. I still had a good thick head of hair back then. That's how long it's been since this team's been humming like it is. And like we said, they've never done this in the American. They're going to play the winner of Tulsa-UCF on Tuesday. And that Tulsa-UCF game is a matchup of the 7-10. Again, a slot that Memphis was in just last year is the 7 seed. Again, it shows you the improvement. Memphis this year was picked to finish 5th in the league, tied with the Tulane team that they handled last night. And so, again, from Jamira Schutz, something I want to get to, too. But from Jamira Schutz to Madison Griggs to all of them, it's been a hell of an effort by that team this year in getting this thing turned around, and particularly here with this late-season surge. You're still on the outside looking in terms of an at-large berth. This team's got to win this tournament to get in. We told you South Florida, which is ranked in the 20s, projected right now as a 7 seed in an AAC that's just a one-bid league right now. But shake up the world. You played South Florida tough in the regular season. You're the number 2 seed. You get a day off, so it's just winning 3 and 3 days as opposed to 4 and 4. Hopefully this continues next week. We said it. The Tigers will play on Tuesday against that Tulsa-UCF winner. Hopefully it continues in Fort Worth, man. What a turnaround. And watching the game last night, ended up watching it on ESPN+. Trey Draper pretty good as a color man next to Greg Gaston doing the game.
Gotcha.
I learned a lot about the Tigers. And just wanted to say that the former Tiger, now turned, trainer to Ja Morant. I know he does some things there with Team Morant. Now turned also color man on Memphis Tigers women's basketball. He was very good last night. Enjoyed his call.
So it was a productive.
Well, I should say his analysis. Greg had the call.
It was a productive evening for then last night.
Much so.
I mean, you got the Kentucky L, which I think people still in Memphis, appreciate. You got the Memphis women win. And then you got the Grizzlies dub. So, what a night.
The women lock down 2. The men can lock down number 2 in the AAC. tonight with a win over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I was on Superbook last night. We have to, I'm trying to do a very serious endorsement. I'm trying to do a very serious ad, and it's very difficult to do that when, you know, I got, but this is Jabroni over here doing all manner of things when Beyonce comes on. Beyonce is like the Superbook of musicians, though. There's no question. The best of the best. I was on there last night. I had Auburn, Alabama first half under 73.5. Now ask me what the total finished at. 73. That grades as a winner. That grades as a winner. As we know, Houston, Memphis is going to be a pick'em on Sunday. That's where I'll be. Superbook features the best teams of odds makers in the business. So they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around. So no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app and start winning today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Now, during the break, I said, Jason, we have a lot of different directions we can go here in this segment. That's the beauty of it, man. We can go here, we can go there. He said, no. I want to talk about how the Suns are winning the championship. That's what I want to talk about, because Kevin Durant made his debut last night as a news. Phoenix Sun.
It was news. Are you aware? Tuned into college basketball right now.
I knew he was coming back last night. I didn't expect much, I'll be honest, because he was on a minutes restriction, was he not? I mean, that was the talk pregame.
MCL sprain, yes.
Yeah, and so I just didn't expect
coming back
a whole hell of a lot.
January 8th was the last time, John.
Wow, it's been that long.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. So I didn't. My expectations, admittedly, were pretty modest for him, just because of the minutes restriction. But what did we see? What did we find?
We saw 23 points in 27 minutes.
How many threes? Do you have that in front of you?
I don't have the box in front of me.
I mean, I'm assuming at least two.
We can find that easy. What I can tell you is that him and Booker became the third pair of teammates this season to each make 9 jumpers in a game. Clay, Steph, obviously.
Nine jumpers each?
Both. Kevin Durant, Kyrie both did it with the Nets on December 26th. But that's the point, is that that's what you're going to get, is the best in terms of shooting. that you got in the NBA. I mean, you got Steph Curry. You'd put KD and Devin Booker right there.
2 of 4 from three.
There you go. Like I said, super efficient.
Well, yeah. They're
23 and 27 minutes.
You know, here's a problem.
As they ramp him up and get him ready, are they going to catch the Grizzlies? No. But are they going to be a problem for maybe Golden State at the five? Absolutely.
Well, that's not why they traded for Kevin Durant.
What a 4-5 matchup that would be.
I mean, they didn't trade for Kevin Durant to be a problem for the five seed.
Dude, I'm looking at it through the Grizzlies' perspective. If I was looking at it from a broader perspective, absolutely I would have said that. Yeah. Like, give me some credit here.
What, no credit for you?
I'm an ass over here?
Yeah.
A clown?
You think they're like a real threat to the five?
We look at things through a Grizzlies prism. That's the way you do it on a local radio show.
Well, I think this is a national radio show. You can get us. This is an international radio show.
This Golden State team that you've been crying about how scared you are of would face a Phoenix team in the first round that could very well knock them out.
Yeah, yes. If they finish at four.
4 or 5.
But you don't.
You realize Golden State's at five now.
But you know how Golden State does, bro.
What are they doing now?
They're going to tank. They're going to know that we're going to be on a collision course with Phoenix in the first round.
I don't think Golden State's interested in tanking. They've won three in a row. They're 6-4
in the last Steve Kerr is like he's strategic like that. Where, I mean, what would you rather do? Be the five or the six?
My point is Golden
play
State
the Kings better, or the Suns. That's just a strategic decision.
My point is Golden State better watch out if they finish in this five spot because this Phoenix team is not
totally
going to lose
agree.
A first round series.
Oh, I totally
it's not
agree.
Happening.
I mean that
now
that,
can they win a championship or something else? If that's the conversation you want to have and broaden it out to NBA, you know that's questionable. Defensively, glue guys are missing.
Depth,
I don't believe
man.
They can, but are they going to give somebody in that first round a headache? Absolutely, they
are. I would give them the edge over Golden State in a 4-5 without a doubt. I mean, they're –
heck, yeah, with home court and the way Golden State's playing on the road, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. But in terms of the bigger goal, which is to win a title, which is why you go out and you trade for Kevin Durant, I don't see it.
Bro, that's going to happen this offseason. When they put the rest, when they see what they can do – right, with the rest of their roster. But they ain't going to put this together on the fly and win a championship. No. It'll be this offseason where they can add some pieces and some glue guys on cheap deals, some one-year vets.
Yeah.
And next year will be the year where they potentially run off with things. We'll see.
Here's the problem. When your third best player is a non-defensive-oriented big man, you're never going to win a championship. Ayton can't play. In the final moments of a championship type game, he can't. He's gonna get played off the floor. It's how it happens all the time, right? And also Chris Paul is like just a shell of himself now. Like he has deteriorated, like in a major way. I don't have his numbers in front, but like
he doesn't have to score now.
No, he doesn't.
He literally just has to get it to Devin and to.
But he was one of eight last night. I mean, it was way more about Durant than it was anything the Suns did, right?
Now that he's there, you don't need Paul as a scorer anymore.
Yeah, he averages 13.5 a game and 9 assists. So, and he's shooting 42%.
Key one there is the 9.
Yeah, is this a career low from the floor? No, it is his second worst. He shot 42% flat 2018-19 as a Rocket. So this is his second lowest percentage from the floor. So I believe it's his lowest assist average since 2012. That's rebound, sorry. No, his assists are fine. He's averaging 9, so that's sort of in line with what he does for his career.
I mean, DeAndre Ayton had 16-16 last game out. He had 22-11 at Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, he's going to do that.
He averages 19-10. I mean,
he's going to do that.
Meant playoff DeAndre.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, look, it's like anything else. You know, it's like when Rudy Gobert gets played off the floor at the end, you know, in the playoffs. Like,
he's just saying, we're not talking Steven Jackson here playoffs. Like, this guy's a bona fide stud offensively.
He's a very good player, but that's the problem, right? I mean, when you're in a close game at the end, you got to have a, you know, I don't know who that is for them.
Close game at the end going to be KD and Booker, bro.
Yep.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Yep. And
not DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah. They'll probably have to play Biombo, who's the superior talent over Ayton.
I hear you're doubting the Suns.
I think they can win a series. I don't buy them as a champion. I don't buy them
as a champion.
Oh,
I'm with you there. I'm just my whole point of this was to let you know Golden State in trouble, but buddy, the one you worried about so much for the Grizzlies, they're going to be gone. That's done now. Golden State looks like they might graduate from play-in status.
Mm-hmm.
So Phoenix will take care of our dirty work there.
And you really don't think the Warriors would say, let's lose some games here at the end of the season so that, and rest our starter so that we're not the five?
No.
I would.
No.
I think that's stupid if they don't.
I really
do that.
Don't. I think it more for them, it's more about getting into a level of a rhythm of basketball that's, you know, for them, championship level enough that they go into a playoffs playing well. You're not going in throwing games just to avoid Phoenix? What's that say about you? Hell, you won before KD. You won after KD. Yeah. Now you scared of them?
No, you're probably right. They won't. But
not them. Not that franchise.
I would rather play the Kings in the first round than the Suns, though. Would you give me that?
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, that's why I'd say, like, you know, and then you would have a second round matchup with the Grizz as opposed to the Nuggets.
But you can't control, bro. It's so tight through that part. Mm-hmm. You can't control that. Try to throw a couple of.
All right, put it this way. Let me.
It's so tight in that part of the West.
Today it is. There's no question. But let's say this. Let me just throw you this scenario. It's April 9th. Okay.
Okay.
The Warriors are a half game up on whoever's in the sixth spot, right? And if they lose, they would then lose the tiebreaker in this scenario. They lose the final game of the season, then they would go to six, where they would play the Sacramento Kings in the first round. You don't think they would rest everybody on the road at Portland April 9th?
For one game? Yeah, possibly.
I would.
The team that's doing what you want is the Clippers. They're losing to try to get Sacramento.
Yep. I saw somebody else
that's
say
happening.
That. Everybody wants to play healthy. Sacramento.
Yeah. They've lost three straight to go back down to the six after they had looked good for a while. They're the ones that are doing what you're saying. They're trying to get Sactown, and they're doing it right now.
Right. Yeah, no, it's one of those.
I to lose to Minnesota the other night. I'm like,
that's so disrespectful.
Grief.
You know, the Kings are having their best season ever, and like.
Well, they don't know how to win the playoffs. It's different.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's much different.
There's a good reason for that. Like, you can't trust them.
Who was it, Trista? They're a lot like you that Utah year where you hadn't won anything yet.
Yep.
You were the story of the regular season in terms of look at this upstart team, and they're a lot like that, a lot like you were. Mm-hmm. You know, so I fully suspect they're going to fall in a first-round playoff, man, to a six seed that's probably more experienced, whether it's Golden State, whether it's Phoenix, or whether it's the Clippers.
That's crazy that one of those teams could be the six. And it's really sad and unfortunate for the Kings. That it's like not going to be an average six.
Now, what a series it'll be because of the number of the points they can put up, but in the end, they've got to get stops,
everybody's going
to
be
and it slows down a little bit to more of a half court game.
And six, Clippers and
because
six.
Their defense is worse than Dallas's. Yep. Like if we put things in perspective with Sacramento.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, that's
now that offense is much better.
Yeah,
number one to your point.
But in the end, it ain't about offense in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs. It's completely different.
Yep, it ain't. And that's why it's
every possession,
right? To see the Grizzlies getting it right here in March, as we get closer to the end of the regular season, where it is going to start being. Because I mean, I want to say like those Celtics Warriors finals games were pretty low scoring. Like, I mean, in the end, like it's
there was a lot of turnovers on Boston's part.
Yeah, like it's about you know getting stops ultimately. You know, because that's why you pay guys like Marcus Smart. Yeah, like, look at these scores. You had 103-90, clinched it. 104-94, game five. Mm-hmm. 107-97, game four. The game one was high scoring, 120-108. But, I mean, out of six games, four were really low scoring. And you're talking about two of the best offenses in the league, you know?
Yep.
So that's why the Kings, I think, you know, people are rightly – trying to get them because you just know they cannot get stops. Same thing with the Mavs, honestly. Neither one of those teams is likely going to win a series. You know, even if the Mavs went on this nice, even if the Mavs wanted a hell of a run the last month of the season and they got to the four or the five.
And that sixth spot, yeah, yeah. I could see. That's what it does. I think the Clippers are doing that for real.
They are doing it. And that's
I don't think Golden State cares.
Well, Windhorst reported that the Lakers
they
are trying
beat
to
anybody.
Get to the sixth seed because they want to play the Lakers. Everybody wants to get to the sixth, man. That's the prime
real
estate.
We thought the Lakers could possibly do it at one point.
Yeah, that was for the LeBron injury.
Yeah.
Now they're just trying.
Still only two and a half out of it, but it's not happening.
Right, not without LBJ. It's just a matter of trying to win the play-in, having back win the play-in.
These playoffs are going to be.
Yeah, the West is lit for sure.
The matchups, all of them,
yeah, because
will be worth watching.
It feels
every series.
Legitimately, five teams maybe could come out. Nuggets, Grizz, Suns, Warriors, Clippers. Five. Five different teams you would say have real chances to represent the West in the finals. Like, who has the edge? You going to try to tell me the Nuggets have the edge?
Oh, Denver's pretty far and away the best team.
In the regular season, but they have their own postseason ghosts.
That's true.
So it's like, I don't know if I feel – like, I don't feel – like, over in the East, okay? Well, I mean, I can see the Bucks coming out. I can see it. I mean, they did take Boston to seven, you know?
Dude, the Bucks have won 16 in a row. You meant so they – I don't wonder if has the favorite shifted over there.
Yeah, they are like the now. Betting I mean, favorite. They're
in first.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me check. Do you think it should
and
switch?
Didn't they handle Boston in the 16-game stretch?
I'm sure they have. I mean, 16 games, I'm sure you beat them.
I just wonder if Vegas has shifted. It's got to be real close if not.
No, they're still – Boston over Superbooks plus 300. They're still the favorite. Bucks are third plus 500.
Wow. So, it was 16 in a row. And
the Nuggets, you want to talk about disrespect? The folks have the best record in the West by far, and they're fourth in the betting odds. Because people know. The Suns have better odds than the Nuggets. Because people know that the Nuggets, when they get to the postseason, they're just not – they're not really built for it. They're not really built for a deep run. You know, I'd say the Grizzlies are because you have – you know, you have a leading shot blocker. You have a guy in John Morant who can go for 28 and a quarter. And you have some defense. You know, you've got Dylan Brooks. You got Steven Adams. You got some defense. You can get some stops. Now, will they do it? We'll see. Depends a lot on who they get. Warriors are champs. Kevin Durant's a champ. Clippers are champs. I mean, that's what you have there going for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks are champs. Celtics really, this needs to be the year for them. I mean, it just does. At least, I mean, who knows when you get to the finals, but to me, you got to get back. I mean, this is you can't be losing to the Bucks, because that to me is a step back for sure. If the Bucks,
well,
the Bucks weren't
healthy last year. Remember,
who were they missing?
It was Middleton.
Okay,
and so they could have been right there.
You're right.
They could have been right there and dominating here for what, three straight years, yeah, potentially.
Now that's going to be a hellacious series. The East, I'm slick excited about, because I mean, 76ers we haven't even mentioned, and they beat the hell out of the Heat last night without Embiid. Cavs are plucky, like their time's coming. So that top four is pretty damn good, too.
The Knicks trying to make it a top five, but I just don't believe it yet.
I can't do it. I see them down there. I acknowledge you.
Seven in a row.
They beat the hell out of Brooklyn last night.
They're not, won 9 of 10. And Brunson, man, he makes all the difference.
It is. And look at
somebody said, like, some he's rubbed off on Randle in terms of some of those bad shots Randle used to take, like Brunson's professionalism, always going to make the right play. It's helped with Randle.
The idea that they did not pay him in Dallas just looks
dumber
and dumber.
Because it was for 60, like 4 for 60, yeah, or something they could have had him on.
It just looks dumber and
or something
dumber.
Cheap.
So
close to that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your update around the NBA. Jason has placed a future on the Suns after their 6-point win over Charlotte last night. It was a knockdown dragout. KD did go 2 of 4. That is, I mean, it is a reminder.
What a sad franchise Charlotte remains.
And now Melo's out for the rest of the season. I would just, why? Why do these Charlotte Hornets exist? It's a good question. It's one of my questions for God when I meet him. Why do the Charlotte Hornets exist? Does anyone know? Because what do they do? What have they ever done?
Where is LeVar?
Oh, I think he's done. His kids are all in the league. Prophecy fulfilled, bro.
You know, I was pointing out crazy to somebody else that LeVar was talking and making headlines before they get there, right? Before his sons get to the league, talking them up to a point where we're all rolling our eyes, is this a good dad or not? And then once they got there, and I think the Lakers had a talk with him. With Lonzo, but he kind of moved to the back.
Yeah, he did.
Whereas with T,
oh no, he's very front.
T's come to the front.
Oh yeah,
and he's now part of the show.
Yes, he is.
You know what I'm saying?
And T, and I will say this for T though, he was at the Memphis game against Cincinnati. Like he has really, ingratiated himself not just in Grizz, but also this like the whole city.
Like we don't even talk about LeVar anymore. It's yeah. T Morant in terms of NBA dads that are
yes.
visible and everywhere. Who's more true. Visible than T? That what you know?
Who was he? Oh, him and Kat's dad last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but they had the little friendly bet and sat side by side.
Yeah,
But he's not nearly, doesn't seem like as much of a talker as T is.
No one is.
Mm-hmm.
He's the...
T and them had the crowd hype for the Lakers when Ja was going crazy.
I appreciate T.
He's part of the show.
He is.
All right.
I think you're paying the T tax on those Grizz tickets.
To see... That's what it is.
Yeah, like that's why it's like an extra $125. That's the T tax.
Well, I love T Def. We can save that. If I could save that money, take that tax off my tickets. I don't need to see it.
There you go. Anyway, that's the NBA update for you today on a Thursday. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Tigers' trip to SMU tonight, where this Houston game on Sunday ranks.
Go.
He's seen a lot of Memphis Tiger games since 1996, right?
Yep.
So we'll ask him about all that. 125. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.